This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, Steve, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Yeah.
Love the kids saying it this time.
Oh, yes. We fully encourage this.
Sorry.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Scotty in Tacoma. Scotty, are you there?
Yeah.
Scotty is in the house, so Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Scotty has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is the capital of Washington State?
Olympia.
Correct. High Voltage was the first internationally released album from what band?
AC/DC.
Correct. Which planet was named after the god of the sea?
Jupiter?
No.
Neptune.
Yes. In what Canadian province was Cirque du Soleil founded?
Quebec.
Yes. The first Bitcoin transaction was for the delivery of what food?
Pizza.
Correct. With the number being more than 20, how many U.S. states have an ocean coastline?
21?
No.
23?
Yes, 23. Which Friends actress appeared in Bruce Springsteen's video for Dancing in the Dark?
Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Pass.
What organ of the human body is affected by cystic fibrosis?
Liver?
No.
Heart?
No.
Lungs?
Yes. Paprika comes from what vegetable?
Pepper.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Great work. You got 7 correct. 8 correct. Oh, my gosh. Here comes Steve. He was watching me count going, come on, lady.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes Mr. Steve Migs. Back at it. The sun is in his eyes a little bit. That could affect your performance.
That's why I have a blindfold.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the capital of Washington State?
Olympia.
Correct. High Voltage was the first internationally released album from what band?
AC/DC.
Correct. Which planet is named after the god of the sea?
That would be... Earth?
No.
Venus?
No.
Neptune?
Yes. Duh. In what Canadian province was Cirque du Soleil founded?
In Montreal?
No.
Quebec?
Yes. Duh. The first Bitcoin transaction was for the delivery of what food?
Subway?
No.
Jimmy John's?
No.
Pizza?
Yes. With the number being more than 20, how many U.S. states have an ocean coastline?
25?
No.
28?
No.
23?
Yes.
Oh.
Which Friends actress appeared in Bruce Springsteen's video for
Dancing? Demi Moore?
No.
Courtney Cox.
Yes. What organ in the human body is affected by cystic fibrosis?
Oh, shout out to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Love that crew. It's lungs.
Yes. Paprika comes from what vegetable?
Pears?
No.
Peppers?
Yes. Who wrote Oliver Twist?
Charles Dickens.
Steve Migs. With a slight amount of time on the clock, you just scored a perfect 10, my friend.
Let's go.
Sorry, Scotty.
All right.
All good. How many did you get?
You got 8.
8.
Yes.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the
Peppers and 23 luck bombs.
Dude, that was amazing.
I'm just going pop, pop, peppers.
That was just straight up fire. You put a clinic on.
Yes.
Well,
unfortunately, unlike the Mariners, I didn't screw it at the end.
Unfortunately, Scotty did not beat Migs, but that doesn't mean that he cannot just hop over to the Rock Shop right now and get himself an I Beat Migs t-shirt. They are exclusively available at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We thought it was sold out, but they opened up a few foursomes for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing. So don't delay. Scoop up a foursome right now at KISW.com before it is sold out again. And then join us. We're going to be broadcasting live Monday, June 9th at Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park in Seattle. All the info at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
We are about to slide so hard into our voice messages. And if you want to leave one, it's very easy to do it. We have the Odyssey app. You can download it for free for your smartphone. Fire that bad boy up and leave us a voice message. Steve, what's it like in there?
You ready for your first voice message?
Oh, I've been waiting all morning.
Through the Odyssey app. It sounds like it. Here we go.
Migs, awesome seeing you at Lowe's. My wife and I meant to tell you, Tatum's dress had to have been one of the cutest things we've ever seen. She's adorable. Love the show. I hope Brute's feeling better.
Oh.
And we'll talk more about Brute in a little bit.
Oh, sure.
But oddly enough, Tatum was rocking a little like sundress that had just puppies all over it.
Oh.
And everywhere. It was so funny because at first I'm like, man, people are just, are they laughing at my child? And then I realized, oh, no, they're laughing at this sundress, which was just so obnoxious and awesome at the same time. Like, I want a matching Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like one of those where you're just like, yeah, this definitely needs to be a matching daddy-daughter thing.
You know what? I love being a boy mom so much, but there is something about girl clothes that, like, boy clothes just can't hold a candle to it.
I'm a sucker where we go, like, to Target. I'll come home. My wife's like, what did you just buy? I'm like, it was $5, and look at it. It's got this on it, and it's got, like, a bunch of rainbows or a bunch of puppies. It's a unicorn.
Glitter, sparkles. Rainbows, give me all of it.
Like, if they had it in the men's section, I would get one for myself, too.
100%.
So we went to Lowe's yesterday because I've never done this before, but, you know, we're trying to, like, clean up our yard and do all that. I mean, we've done that before, but I've never had to get a hedge trimmer.
Doing some manscaping?
Yes. And I was like, you know, how the hell is this going to go? So we go to Lowe's, we get one, and I'm like, okay, you know, I've never done this before, but, you know, I've cut my own hair before, so maybe I can pull this off. I don't know. That is one of the most fun chores I think I've ever done. It was so much fun that even my wife's like, hey, can I do it for a little bit too? And then she took over, and I'm like, hey, that's my thing now.
So do you have to, okay, I don't own a hedge trimmer, but now I want one. You're really selling it right now.
We'll loan you one.
Do you wear, like, is it really loud? You have to wear ear protection, eye protection? You don't wear eye protection, Steve? That's very dangerous.
Okay. It's the woman who tries to walk home from Seattle to Stanwood thinking that that's safe. No, maybe we should. I didn't feel like, and at no point did I feel like I was putting my eyes in danger, but now thanks for putting that in the back of my mind. But it was so much fun just like trying to square. I'm sure like I didn't do a great job. I'm not like looking to become a landscaper all of a sudden, but it was something very satisfying about just being out there with this. I mean, like a saw.
Does it have like one big, long, toothy blade?
Yeah, so like it's like 17 inches.
Oh, yeah. Size does matter.
It's girthy.
I totally want one now.
It is so much freaking
fun. I'm having
fun.
Yard envy.
Now, I say it's fun right now, but if I have to do it a lot, then I'd be like, and of course, I'm so excited, so I take it right out of the box, and it's battery powered. So I'm nice. Like, oh, it's got a charge. So I'm doing it, and of course, the battery dies
immediately.
No, I got one bush done.
Oh,
we have two bushes that we were trying to clean up. The second one, I'm halfway through it, and it dies. And I'm like, I can't leave it this way.
HOA will be hunting you down.
Right, this looks like a really bad attempt at a flat top. So then I had to like charge it back up, wait there awkwardly. Do it up again. Realize I didn't charge it long enough. This took a lot longer than it needed to. But man, so much freaking fun.
Sounds like there's a learning curve and you're figuring it out.
Yeah, I highly recommend getting a hedge trimmer.
Nice.
Even if you don't have bushes, just buy one and cut other people's bushes. Just walk around. It's like, how's this gonna go? I was like, am I gonna cut my finger off? Of course, Tatum's like, Daddy, can I do it? I'm like, no.
Couple more years.
You can pick up all the branches. That's about it. Yeah. All right. Here's our next voice message studio. Oh, but. Speaking of which, though, do you have a certain like outdoor chore that you absolutely love to do?
I mean, anytime I get to be the pressure washer, I get real excited. It's like therapeutic. It's very satisfying. You have a good pressure washer.
I have a cheap ass one, and I realize that I need to step it up.
We have two. We have the cheap one, and then we have the better one. But the better one is a little bit on the fritz right now. So now we're using the crappy one, which sucks compared to the good one.
Yeah, because I have one where it's like I have to really get in close, and it barely does the job. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm good at pressure washing. And I realize, oh no, I bought a discounted one that's like not that great. But then you see ones at Lowe's or Home Depot, and they're like these monstrosities.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, a before and after photo of a good pressure wash job is it's just so satisfying.
That's awesome. And plus, you put on some headphones.
Yeah.
Get lost in your own little world.
Jam out.
Yeah. Tatum was trying to convince us to buy a riding lawnmower because she thought it'd be fun to just drive around. I'm like, we have a patch in the front and we have fake grass in the back. I don't think we need this.
Because of the size, though, you need one of those zero turn ones. So you just turn on a dime. That's what you need.
I mean, basically, you just turn it on and the lawn is mowed. That'd be the biggest waste of money. I've wasted my money on a lot of things, but I think that might be a little much. All right, here's another voice message.
You were talking this morning about Lucy Cupcake eating a sock. Well, our dachshund once ate a chunk of wood or a pine cone, and we rushed her to the emergency vet because we saw her eat it, and they made her throw it up, and everything seemed fine, and they said she's good to go, and then she threw up again, and out came the arm of a Gumby dog toy that she had ripped off, and we had no idea.
How did the vet not know there was something else in there? Like, that's a classic leave behind.
Sometimes you wish you could get inside the mind of a dog. And just be like, why do you think this is delicious? Like, why with these pine cones? Like, sometimes, like, we had to stop back when we had Lulu. Lulu was into trying to eat rocks.
Oh, no.
When she had no freaking teeth, too.
Oh, so yeah.
She's just gumming these rocks. And I'm like, can you please stop doing this?
Yeah, what a weird species.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be very smart, but also very unintelligent.
They lean more towards the stupid, if you ask me.
That's very true.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we took our pup, Brute, into the vet. He had surgery. So how is Broody Moose doing? And how much did it cost? You'll find out at 720.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Miggs, I know you've been waiting all morning for a pup date.
Yes, actual pup date. Screw an update. We need a pup date. So yesterday when we left the show, we talked to your dad. You were a little bit off all morning. And, you know, I would understandably so. I would be as well. You're talking to the vet throughout the show as well. Your pup, Brute, who's how old?
Oh, a year and a half.
Right.
A puppy.
Hurt his leg.
Yes, he had torn meniscus.
Had
which
surgery.
Was requiring a TPLO surgery. Which, by the way, the knee surgery that I had is called a tibial osteotomy. The words tibial and osteotomy are both in the surgery that my dog had. So we had basically the same knee surgery. Which is really funny.
Well, so, you guys, you know, you eat the same food.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And so
that's
crazy. We have similar scars now, very cute. But the best part was when I go to pick him up, they bring him out and his whole back leg is shaved and he looks like one of those like giant turkey legs. And he just looked so sad. His eyes were all goopy and watery.
He's probably still high.
As high as a kite.
And he's like, what the hell just happened? Where'd my hair go?
And of course, I go do this by myself. And then I'm looking at him. I'm like, I can't get this dog in the car by myself.
Right, because he's like 90 pounds.
He's 90 pounds. So the wonderful ladies that work there helped me get him into the back of the car. And he's just standing there in like a panic. He didn't even know what to do. He couldn't sit. He couldn't lay.
How stressed were you driving then? Like, you don't want to hit the brakes or anything like that.
Well, I just sat in the parking lot for probably 15 minutes hoping that he would settle in. But I didn't want to like manhandle him and risk, you know, hurting his injured leg.
Does he usually chill in the car?
Like, he's pretty chill. Okay, yeah, okay. He'll lay down. But he just didn't know what to do. He was frozen. So we finally get him home. Brad and I unload him from the car. And he is just completely looped out of his mind.
Right.
So we put him in a little, you know, room kind of by himself, and he just chilled pretty much all night.
Did you put on Pink Floyd and watch Dark Side of the Moon?
He was really, really out of it. And then we tried to take him to the bathroom last night. He would not go to the bathroom. So I felt so bad because I know he's in there. He probably had to pee. He just didn't know how to do it.
How to walk right, how to squat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then this morning we take him back out. He finally emptied his bladder for an extended period of time. He's on like 4 different medicines. And my dad was there this morning helping him through the morning routine. So
what's the recovery for this? Like, how long is, like, as far as like the gnarly, like, you know.
They literally said no running, jumping, or horseplay for 12 weeks.
That's not going to happen.
I don't know how could that possibly happen with a lab puppy?
Right, right. Because maybe like for the first couple of days, he's probably going to be pretty chill. But then once he starts feeling a little bit better, of course he's going to be pushing. Like, that's a hard task.
I mean, anytime he's outside, he's on a leash.
Yeah.
Which is, that's also a whole nother disaster. Like, he's never spent that much time on a leash. He's a wild farm dog. So it's going to be quite the process. And the bill, you want to guess how much it costs?
Well, I remember we have a few people that have been texting in. One person texted in and said, was it $8,000? That's what it cost for our pup, which sucked, but you got to do what you got to do. Another person said, $1,500?
It's more than that.
Maybe with insurance, it's $1,500. Another person says, was it $20,000?
It was $5,047.83.
Oh, I'll help you with the 83 cents.
So I already did submit the claim to insurance. I was like, we need to get this paid back right away. Because as you know, we're in a spending freeze, Steve. I've been trying to save money. This is the opposite of saving money right now.
Tara, I've been in a spending freeze for like the last 7 years, and I have yet to save any money. It's not going to happen. It's, once you think everything's good, something new gets thrown into your lap. Unfortunately, in this situation, a puppy getting injured.
Oh, yeah.
How much, I mean, obviously you don't know until you get the information back from insurance, but how much do you think insurance is going to cover?
So it's usually about like 70%, 70-ish percent. So when we had the x-rays and the exam done just about a week ago, that was $900, and we got reimbursed about $700.
Oh, okay.
So not terrible. I mean, I'll take anything.
No, I've always thought about that. Like, if something bad happens, I'm like, make sure we have enough on our credit card. God forbid we need it for the dog.
Well, the other big warning that they issued is that because they're favoring the one leg and kind of hopping around on 3 legs at this time, it's very common for them to injure the other knee. On the back leg.
Just got a text. Says, I hope you have insurance because we had to do a double CCL for my dog this year. Tore one in November and we did the surgery in March. And then 3 weeks later, we were told we had to do another surgery as well.
Oh my God.
I guess because they're putting so much pressure on the other leg.
Yes.
Another person texted and said, I had to keep my dog down for 6 weeks once. I ended up going to get him doggy downers to keep him drugged up every day.
I mean, they did give us a CBD. They gave us a healthy prescription for trazodone. So he's on 3 of those this morning.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That'll get you beaming.
Well, you were having fun with your pets. My daughter, before I got home, was having fun with other animals at the zoo. She went to Point Defiance with Mom for a school thing. So I got home and that was already done. But I was like, oh, man, I'm bummed I missed out on the zoo experience. But I did ask her some questions about how it was, and here's what she had to say.
What was your favorite part of the zoo?
The monkeys.
The monkeys?
Yeah,
what?
They looked like gorillas.
They looked like gorillas.
Took everything in my power to not do like a flinging poop joke. I'm like, that's not going to go over well with a 5-year-old. Or go over too well with a 5-year-old. Yeah.
They just sat there. One was tooting and one was eating.
Did you see a penguin?
Yeah, they're stinky.
The penguins were stinky?
Yeah.
Were they farting?
No.
They just stink?
Yeah.
Did you see an elephant?
They died.
The elephant died?
Yeah.
All right, time to stop talking about the zoo. Didn't realize that happened.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are a huge Metallica fan, we want to chat with you right now. Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. We need the Metallica fans to give us a call. We just need your opinion on something really quick. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Nirvana. In a new interview, Dave Mustaine was bringing up some old claims that maybe you've heard before, that his former band Metallica stole a riff from him.
From him?
From him.
Okay.
The riff to Enter Sandman, or not from him, it's a band called Excel, excuse me. A band called Excel. It's a song called Tapping Into the Emotional Void.
Okay.
And he believes that Metallica ripped that off to use for Enter Sandman.
Dave would never have any reason to crap all over Metallica. They've They've always been on the up and up together.
They've
right?
really yeah. patched things up, I believe. So the song came out in 1989, and this is a sample, obviously, from the Enter Sandman of Metallica that we know.
Never heard it. Okay. I think we all know the song. We've heard it probably a billion times.
Legendary
yeah,
riff.
Great, great song.
Now, Dave brings up the fact that he thinks it's from Excel's Tapping into the Emotional Void that came out just a couple years before. This is what that sounds like.
Oh, man. I mean, it definitely has similarities. Okay, okay. Yeah, get the vibe of it.
Apparently, the band didn't even want to jump into a legal battle. They considered it back then, but they just said, no, it's not even really worth the trouble. But then that wasn't the only time that Metallica was accused of stealing a riff.
I remember reading about them. They're like, well, I was just hoping maybe we'll just get more exposure for our band, which did not pan out. Maybe they should have sued. But I get it. Like, you don't want to be known as that band that's suing another band for, quote-unquote, stealing a riff, which is still debatable if they actually did lift it from them.
The other band in question here is called Stone, and they had a song called Get Stoned, and this was also a few years before Enter Sandman. This is how it sounds.
And I'm glad we have a couple of Metallica fans on hold. I'd love to get their feedback on it, but for me, when I hear these things, I guess I'm being naive, or maybe I'm just trying to hope that someone isn't out and out just lifting riffs from other bands, which I know can happen. But also, out of context, it sounds weird, but your fingers go where your fingers go. And sometimes that just is the chord progression that makes most sense for where your hand is on the fret.
For sure. And really, at the end of the day, nothing is original. Everybody was inspired by something.
Fair. But I don't think they went out of their way to steal a riff from another band.
I agree with you. Now let's pull up Caden from Auburn. Caden, you're a big Metallica fan, are you?
Yep.
So what do you think in this situation? Do you think it sounds as if Metallica could have ripped off a riff for Enter Sandman from either of those two bands?
To me, it doesn't really sound like it. I don't think so.
It's got like a little bit of a hint of it because I think it's been put in our head, but I agree with you. I think it's just, that's just where the fingers go. And I think that's just like that just makes sense for like the next progression of a chord.
Right. I agree with you.
All right. Putting you on
I don't think Kirk is the type of guy to steal anything.
But James, on the other hand, that guy, he seemed like a massive, no, I'm kidding.
No.
All right. I got to ask the question because this is the one that always stumps me whenever anyone asks me favorite Metallica record.
I have to say Ride the Lightning. Mm.
See, I go between the first four all the time. I'm always torn. And Ride the Lightning is definitely always the one that I lean towards because it's such a great record with Fade to Black.
Now, we have one other Metallica fan on the line. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm AJ from Gig Harbor.
What's up, AJ?
How's it going, guys?
Oh, we're doing great. So what say you? You heard those two songs from Stoned and Excel. Do you think that Metallica lifted that riff for Enter Sandman?
Honestly, I agree with Steve. It's a creative, like I don't know how to explain it, but like it's a creative art. Like if someone hears something and want to replicate it or whatever, I know Metallica, they have a lot of big inspiration. Across.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the band wears their influences on their sleeve quite a bit, but I don't think that they, and I don't know if you've ever been in a band, AJ, but like there are times where I remember being in a band and we're like playing something and we're like, that sounds awesome. And then one of our guys in the band's like, guys, that's a Foo Fighters song we basically just wrote. Because like you hear songs and you don't even think about it, but it's kind of ingrained in your head. So maybe like unintentionally they might have done something that sounded that way.
Right. I totally agree.
So AJ, what's your favorite Metallica record?
My favorite record is And Justice for All. I literally have it tattooed on my arm.
Hell yeah!
Do you really? That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I have the Black Album on my arm, too.
This is a true fan, Steve Miggs.
And nobody would ever accuse him of stealing bass riffs off of that one record.
Of course not.
You can't even hear the bass. The Daily Miggs
Show. Quick show of hands. Who thinks they can beat Miggs? He raised his own hand. Spoiler alert. He is a record holding 178 wins, 58 losses, and 40 ties so far in 2025. By chance, Rockaholics, did you catch the cheat sheet yesterday on the men's room at 5:40? Three correct answers to the game were given out.
Oh, yeah, well, bring it, because earlier this morning, perfect freaking 10.
That's true. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.